MMA International.
Hey, there you are. How are you?
Hi, Marlene.
How's everything?
The Marquise didn't go.
The Marquise what? I'm sorry.
No, it didn't go.
Oh, it didn't. What'd they end up going with?
His car and his house were destroyed in the hurricane.
Oh, no. Oh, he's down in Florida.
Yeah, so he's postponing at this point.
Oh,
so I gotta get these back to you.
Okay, hon.
I'm so sorry it took so long to do this, but he finally called me on Saturday.
Yeah, what are you going to do, right? Some go, some don't. Hopefully we'll get the next one.
Yeah, we're getting more south than north lately. You know,
right.
People are asking for stuff and they're just not paying for it.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And, I'm looking at my economy, and mine is good.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at these people and going, what are you doing at a jewelry store?
Yeah.
You know?
They do, but remember back in the war days, you know, they used to all be in bars and drinking and spending money and eating and... You know, they kind of do that too when they're depressed.
There was nothing else to do.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, that was it. You know, but I read a trilogy once about the late 1800s, like 1875 to 1920s. Guy came over from Europe, built a brewery, and put a sign up in the brewery. If you don't come to work on Sunday, don't come to work on Monday.
They worked
from 6 in the morning to 6 at night, 7 days
right.
a week. And one of the lines he said in the book was, one of the reasons I work, because by the 20s, people were trying to get unions and better hours for the workers, all that kind of stuff. And he said, I'll never do that. You can't do that. It'll ruin the country. And I was like, why do you say that? He says, well, if you pay a man for 40 hours, he works from 9 to 5, what's he going to do with all that extra time that he has? Now the man goes home, he spends time with his wife, he has dinner with his wife, he goes while playing with the kids, they go to sleep, he gets up in the morning, has breakfast, goes to work. Right? Well,
yeah.
If you give him another 8 hours a day, what's he going to do? He's going to fool around on his wife. He's going to go gambling. He's going to take drugs. He's going to be drinking.
Oh, geez, yeah.
What a prediction. And what do we have today? We have a lot of that stuff.
Crazy.
You know, it didn't used to happen. You stayed in your own neighborhood. Everybody knew you. You couldn't be bad.
Right.
Now we travel all over. We go 25 miles to work, and we're away from everybody that knows us. And we act foolishly.
Yeah.
That's our society today. But yep. I'll get these back out to either today or Wednesday because we've got to get to the post office.
Okay, hon. Well, right, hopefully you'll get another call here and be needing something soon.
Well, I hope he's going to, you know, change his mind at some point, you know, when
right.
he covers. But, you know, when you lose your house and your car, and from what I understand about the insurance down there, if it was a flood, they don't have any.
Right. That's tough. Yep, just like in California, an earthquake isn't easy either.
So we'll wait, and then they got to wait for government assistance.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. All right, I will talk to you soon.
Okay, hon.
I'll give you a call since I just sent them out, though, so you'll be looking for them.
Okay. I do only have one of mine.
Oh, was it the pear shape?
No, the marquee.
Marquee. No, there were four of them.
Not with me. You have one F-156. Pear shape, FES.
Oh, yours is a pear. Yeah, that person's still alive.
Oh, okay.
That person's still alive. I got you confused with somebody else. I had some marquees from one of my regular suppliers.
Oh, okay.
You have the pear. The pear is still alive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she just hasn't. Let me give you what's happening with that one. She came in about 3-4 weeks ago.
Right.
Good customer, fixed her Rolexes. She's a regular customer of mine. All right. She came in with a carat and a half, 2-carat emerald cut diamond in a platinum ring. She wants to make a ring with the emerald cut diamond and the pear shape.
Okay.
The emerald's a really nice stone, so we ordered the really nice stone from you.
Right.
Right? She gave us the design. We came up with the design on the computer so we can show her. We got the measurements all right. Everything's good to go. Call her. For 2 weeks I called her. No answer. Doesn't return a call. Finally, last Monday, she calls me back. All right. Says, my husband's Jewish. I'm Jewish.
Right.
All right. They spent the Jewish holidays out of town, so she didn't return any calls. But she'll be in tomorrow, which was last Tuesday. And, of course, she didn't show up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I called today. She's not answering the phone again.
Oh, geez.
All right. So can you hold on with this for a little bit still?
Until I get a call back from it. Yeah, but hopefully she'll make
up her mind. Yeah, if you can call for it, let me know. I'll get it right out to you.
Right. But hopefully
No, this is a deal. One of those deals where I got to get some money so I could send you some money.
Oh, gotcha.
I want this, you know, I want it in writing.
I hear you.
I stuck you with the other. Two of them came right at the same time. The marquee guy didn't, is the Florida guy.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, he had a 3-carat diamond that he wanted to make a ring out of that we have in my showcase, but it's only a carat diamond, so we had to revise that ring.
Well, gotcha. Oh, well, good. That's better news. All right.
Yeah, so we're still alive.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Okay.
Let's get him in there.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Marlene.
Sounds good, sweetie. All right. Bye.